This is the How to Not Suck at Money podcast, show number 5. Welcome back to the How to Not Suck at Money podcast. I'm your host, Devon Jarvis. Glad to have you here with me. I just want to say I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and look forward to this Happy New Year coming forward. And hopefully 2021 will be a little bit better than 2020. So obviously a pretty low bar there for it to be better than 2020. So hope you all had a good holidays and wish you all the best as the new year moves forward. Today we're going to talk about retirement savings, and I'm going to break this down by decade. So how much you should have saved for retirement based on your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on. So first things first, if you've ever wondered how your retirement savings stacked up to your peers, that's pretty much normal. So you're in good company there. I think about that all the time. So the desire to know where you land in this sea of retirement savers is a pretty natural one. And finding out where you are can either help give you a kickstart towards more progress, or it can give you a feeling of satisfaction or a feeling of dissatisfaction, considering that you may be thinking you're way behind there. But no matter what the numbers may look like or however they may make you feel, the best measure for where you are personally for tracking retirement is really not comparing yourself to other people. There's going to be a lot of different factors that are going to be very specific to your individual situation as far as how you know you're on track for retirement. And comparing it to your peers may not be the best because everyone does not make the same income. Everyone is not planning to retire at the same age. Everyone will not have the same expenses or have the same amount of money that they plan to spend in retirement. And obviously the life expectancy for everyone's going to be different. So it's really going to be up to you to sit down and work out these intricate details as far as, you know, how much money you plan to spend in retirement based on these individual factors. So what I'm going to do here is just kind of give you a broad overview so you can see what the average American is looking like in their situation. So according to this NerdWallet article that was posted December of 2020, and they used a 2019 survey of consumer finance, and that survey pretty much showed that the average retirement savings for all families is $255,000. And the median for retirement savings for all families would be $65,000. Now, this is only based off the people that actually save money into retirements, and this article concludes that that's really roughly about 50% of the population. So 50% of the population has no retirement savings in things such as 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, 403bs, etc. So pretty much there is a lot of different benchmarks that you can use out there as far as judging where you're at, but yeah, using, you know, other people as a benchmark is obviously not one of them, and it's really not going to set you up for success. So what the article does show is as people increase in age, so does their balance for retirement savings. And that kind of makes sense. You should have more saved up over time. However, it also concludes that the retirement savings, and this is a spoiler alert, is well below what it should be for the average person based on their age. So how much should you have saved for retirement by age? And the article goes on to say that they included median savings because obviously averages can really show a lot of outliers, and that'll be based on people that save way too much or people that undersave. And it doesn't really represent most of the people. So the median gives you, you know, right in that middle area. And that is probably a better a benchmark to go off of as far as getting a true pulse of what is happening out there. So the Medium obviously provides really more of probably what's happening realistically than the average. So it's also worth noting that, like I mentioned, these articles talk about people who actually have saved, and it doesn't account for anyone that doesn't. So that's also going to be another factor to where this statistics are going to be a little bit off. So it doesn't really account for everyone. It really only accounts for about 50% of the population. So for under 35 years of age, the average household retirement is roughly about $30,000, and the median is roughly about $13,000, and kind of makes sense. Should just be getting out of your house, finishing college, starting a family on your own, you know, probably getting a house of your own with your family. Doesn't really have a lot of net worth at that point. However, probably the big thing that's keeping that age group back is repayment of student loans, since a lot of people are straddled with really, really high student loan debt. So from age 35 to 44, so this is going to be the end of the millennial generation moving into Generation X, their average retirement savings is $132,000 roughly, and the median household retirement saving is right around $60,000. Now, obviously, this is a bit of an increase from the under 35, and you would expect that considering you should be more established in your career at this point and saving more money. You should be contributing to all your different retirement accounts, other kind of investing. You probably have some kids, so you're paying for college tuition maybe at that point, depending on how early you had kids. But you do have some expenses that will make it a little bit difficult for you to save as much as possible. For the 45 to 54, average retirement savings is right around $254,000, and the median household retirement savings right at around $100,000. So this is still part of the Generation X, probably on the older side, and about 58% of household here is headed by someone who either have retirement holdings or they have been contributing to some sort of retirement over time. And obviously that makes sense based on the balance of $100,000. So this right here is your peak earning years as far as in where you should be in your career. At 54, you should be pretty much at the height of your career, more or less making the most money you've ever made, because right here we're getting really close to retirement. So the money you should be saving here should really be the majority of your income as you prepare to enter retirement, paying off debts and paying off your mortgage, etc. For the 55 to 64 age group, the average household retirement saving is $408,000, and the median is $134,000. So right here for the generation is going to be your baby boomers. And like I said, that's pretty much right at the beginning of retirement if you're lucky. 65 to 74, the average household savings, $426,000, and the median is $164,000. So right here, the bulk of these households includes someone who really is in retirement at this point, and they're either retired, not working, retired working part-time, or really retired from their full-time job, full-time position that might have been a career, if they might be working full-time at, you know, a really low income job because they weren't able to make ends meet with what they save for retirement at this point. So After this point, average and median retirement account values begin to fall, and so does the percentage of people who have retirement accounts. So for the households headed by someone age 75 or older, the median value for retirement holdings is right around 83,000 with an average holding of 357,000. So what do these numbers tell you? Well, big takeaway is most people are not saving enough for retirement and are entering retirement with really not enough money stashed away. And that's just one reason why the average retirement savings for someone based on your age isn't a benchmark, as I mentioned before. If you use these numbers as your guiding star, then you'll more than likely be in the same state as the rest of the country, which is pretty much unprepared for retirement. So how much should you save by age has nothing to do with where others stand, but it has everything to do with those factors that I mentioned before, which is income, plan, retirement spending, expected retirement age, and life expectancy. So if you want to know how much you should save by retirement age, I'll link some retirement calculators below and you can go in there and plug in your situation. And this is really simple. You pretty much work backwards. So how much money do you want to spend in retirement? You plug that in and it'll tell you how much money you need to save in order for that to happen. That might be a wake-up call for a lot of folks as you plug those numbers in and you realize, wow, yeah, I may be very off what I want realistically, and now you have to figure out what is a more attainable goal that you can actually reach. So I'll link down a couple retirement calculators below. You can go ahead, play around with the numbers there, plug in what you expect to spend in retirement based on how much you have saved so far, what your income is, and how much you plan to contribute. And this is going to be based on your time horizon, and it'll really spell out how much you can expect once you reach the age you want to retire. So now that we've talked about what the average American has saved based on the average and median for retirement based on age, I'll talk about what is recommended. So according to Fidelity Investments, they pretty much use a rule of thumb, which is 10 times your income if you want to retire by age 67. And then you'll adjust that amount based on if you want to retire earlier or later. So 62 is the earliest time you can start to collect Social Security, and then you would adjust it based on not making any income for the 5 years, which will get you to age 67. And those retiring at 70, you know, probably wouldn't need to, obviously, the full 10 times their income. So they would probably need a little less. And obviously, this depends on your lifestyle that you plan to have in retirement, all that kind of stuff that I mentioned before. So yeah, Fidelity guideline is pretty much a big goal. I still think it's kind of falling short of where you actually need to be, but I'll kind of run down their recommendations. So by 830, they recommend that you have the equivalent of your annual salary. So if you're earning $55,000 a year, by your 30th birthday, you should have $55,000 saved in retirement. By age 40, you should have three times that $55,000, so three times your income, whatever that may be. By age 50, six times your income. By age 60, eight times your income. And finally, by age 67, 10 times your income. So if you're working off that $55,000, you're looking at $550,000 for savings there. Now, personally, like I mentioned, I think this falls well below what I think you would actually need. And it really depends on where you have that retirement savings in. If you have it mostly all in a 401k that's not a Roth 401k, it means you're going to be paying taxes when you retire. And I think one thing we can say for taxes for sure is that the majority of times taxes increase. So if you're delaying paying taxes when you're 30, but you plan to pay those taxes based on the growth of your investments when you're age 67, you're looking at 37 years later. I think it's probably a safe assumption that taxes would have gone up by that point. So this is just a brief overview. There's a lot of different minute details as far as where the money is invested, what age you plan to retire, all these different things that I'm not going to cover today. But in the next episode, I'll talk about different places you can put your money for retirement and how you can plan a retirement strategy going forward from there. So hope you enjoy this episode. I hope it gave you just kind of a brief overview of where you stand and something to shoot to look forward to as far as based on their fidelity requirement. And then as we move forward, I will give you DJ's opinion as far as where I think you should be as far as the savings go. So if you like the show, please go ahead, subscribe, and hit the notification. So every time I post a new episode, you'll be notified. And please go ahead, leave me a rating and leave me a comment and let me know how I'm doing. And if you want to hear something specifically, so I can go ahead and address that in one of the future episodes. And with that said, I'll see you in the next show.